Once upon eternity. Once upon eternity, there was God. Before time was created, there was God. Only God and nothing but God. Before space was shaped and stars were formed, God alone existed. Before the universe was fashioned and its laws were in force, there was God alone. Before functions were designed and principles established, there was nothing, save the eternal triunity of love. Oh, once upon eternity, before the worlds were founded, there was nothing at all. Nothing except infinite non-existence of matter or material. No angels, no principalities, no powers, no heavenly places. No atoms, no elementary particles, no molecules, no modules, no electrons, no quarks, no sound, no smell, no heat, no light, no dark, no colour, no peace, no evil, nothing, nothing, nothing but God. Nothing but the Trinitarian relational oneness of the triune Godhead. Nothing save the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Nothing except God, in the mystery of three persons. Thus saith the High and Lofty One that inhabiteth eternity. I dwell in the high and holy place. Thus saith the Lord, whose name is holy. In the high and holy place is where I dwell. O Christian, consider the enormity of these statements. Meditate on the majesty of this proclamation. Deliberate on the glories of these declarations. Gaze in astonishment at this awesome order. Contemplate the beloved Son of God's love in the bosom of the tender Father. Consider divinity, receiving and reciprocating divine love. Ponder on love's embrace in all its unutterable purity and ardour, caressed by the gracious Spirit of love. Write back, before the foundations of all, there is timeless eternity. Long before aught had been spoken into being, environed in the sublime euphoria of relational godliness, immersed in the sparkling ecstasy of celestial joy, bathed in the pure essence of divine life, divine light, and divine love, right back before the foundations of all in timeless eternity, it happened. It was here in the mind of the Father. It was here in the heart of the Son. It was here in the breath of the Spirit. It was here through the interaction and interpersonal expression of divine love. It was here in goodness, kindness, and personness between the persons of the Trinity. It was here by means of love incomprehensible, that God conceived you. It was here, in eternity past, that his thoughts of love formulated you. It was here in the secret place of the Most High that you were chosen in him, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. It was here that you were designed to be godly and guiltless before him in Christ. It was here that the blood of the spotless Lamb was ordained to redeem you. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a Lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. it was here that the invisible, eternal God chose to reveal himself to you. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, from before time and space, he hath declared him. These thoughts of God were envisioned and foreseen in eternity past. These thoughts of God were established and translated into created time. These thoughts of God were projected forward into eternity future. Thoughts of you and thoughts of me, forever loved, forever. What God Almighty has determined, God Almighty will perfect. I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. When the giver of the gift thinks and speaks, it is done. I have purposed it, I will also do it. Though ages may come and ages may go, his word is forever completed, fulfilled. The word of our Lord shall stand forever. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. If there is any doubt that you are loved with an everlasting love, if there is any uncertainty that you are accepted in the Beloved, if there is any question in your heart that his plans and purposes might fail, look back before the foundation of the creation, where once upon a past eternity his love for you began and is forever established. Trust in God's promises and rest in his love, secured before the foundation of the world through the Son of his love. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. And yet, we have the mind of Christ.